During this week's Supreme Court confirmation hearings, lawmakers have been grilling Amy Coney Barrett on various legal issues, including her view of the Affordable Care Act. Next month, the law will be challenged in the nation's highest court. KUNR's On Gray explores what's at stake for Nevadans and how dismantling the ACA could affect access to health care for many.
On the second day of the hearing, California Senator Kamala Harris, who is also the Democratic vice presidential nominee, defended the decade-old law. She shared the story of Felicia Perez, who works part-time as a consultant and also as a lecturer in gender studies at the University of Nevada, Reno. She has a precancerous tumor wrapped around her optic nerve and other chronic ailments like rheumatoid arthritis and anemia.
Felicia is terrified. She knows that without the Affordable Care Act, she could not afford ongoing treatment, the treatment she needs to stay alive. And here's exactly what she said, and I will quote, "My life is in the hands of people I do not know, who do not know me, who are essentially telling me I don't matter, that my life doesn't matter, that my health doesn't matter, that the day-to-day quality of my life doesn't matter. And that's really hard."
Perez is insured through her partner's employer, which covers the bulk of her treatments and medication after she meets her annual deductible of more than $7,000.
"If I did not have insurance and I had to pay out of pocket, would cost somewhere near $200,000 a year. Without my medical insurance, I'm not able to come up with $200,000 a year outside of my everyday living expenses."
The ACA required that all health insurance plans provide 10 essential health benefits, which include prescription drugs, preventative care, and chronic disease management. In addition, the ACA eliminated denial of coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, as well as the annual and lifetime caps on how much coverage people received on benefits. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments about the constitutionality of the ACA a week after the general election. Several GOP senators pointed out during the hearing that Barrett's judicial role is to make decisions based on the Constitution and not to legislate from the bench. Over the last decade, Republicans have been promising to repeal the law, and a Barrett confirmation would tilt the balance of the court, making the ACA's future unclear.
"For the last 10 years, people have gotten a taste of something that no money and no medicine can provide, and that's called hope."
Heather Korbulik heads up the State Health Insurance Exchange and runs Nevada HealthLink, the online marketplace which currently provides affordable health insurance to 77,000 Nevadans.
"Before the ACA, people could have a health condition that would cost a lot of money to treat, and insurance companies could put a lifetime cap on the number of dollars that they would spend on that treatment, leaving people responsible for the full cost of their care if they were to reach their lifetime cap."
Under the ACA, insurance companies are required to cover pre-existing conditions. In addition, the federal government provided subsidies to states that opted into a Medicaid expansion. More than 700,000 Nevadans are currently covered by Medicaid. Korbulik says that if the entire ACA is struck down, those federal subsidies would go away.
"If the ACA is to be repealed at a national level, then there is no Medicaid match dollars that come into the state to support all of these additional lives that are on Medicaid. We're talking billions of dollars that come to our state to support that. And then suddenly we'll see that the price of health insurance is so significantly high that it will be outpricing most Nevadans who are currently insured."
"A ruling that would strike down the Affordable Care Act would be an invitation to chaos, and stakeholders in healthcare have spent the last decade ramping up and preparing, changing business models to accommodate provisions in the Affordable Care Act. And the idea that we would turn that system on its head in the middle of a pandemic is staggering."
That's John Packham. He's a healthcare policy expert with UNR School of Medicine. Packham says even with the benefits of the ACA, there's still room for improvement, especially since so many still heavily rely on employer-based insurance for coverage.
both its strength and weakness is that it is built on our foundation of employment-sponsored health insurance. What we're seeing right now is, again, a lot of turmoil in coverage due to the fact that people are losing jobs.
Nevada's unemployment rate is about 13%, which is the highest nationwide. Many have lost their employer-based health insurance. And for Felicia Perez, knowing her access to affordable health care hinges on the upcoming Supreme Court ruling has been an emotional roller coaster.
The further away I get from death and the healthier I become, the more scared I become at dying and everything that I have to lose.
Right now, the pandemic has exacerbated concerns about health care for many. Medicaid enrollment has increased by about 14% statewide. On Gray, for KUNR News.